The U.S. Supreme Court hears arguments today in a case that could decide the fate of President Obama's controversial executive action on immigration.
That order would grant temporary quasi-legal status and work permits to as many as 4 million parents who entered the U.S. illegally prior to 2010.
It covers only parents of children who are U.S. citizens or legal permanent residents. NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg has more.
Perla is one of the millions of parents who would benefit from the president's order. She and her husband, both college graduates, came to the U.S. to study, and she says they became afraid to return to their home, an area of Mexico torn apart by drug cartels. So they stayed here illegally. Now they have two children, ages 3 and 5, both American citizens. Perla and her husband do not apply for jobs they're trained to do, she in industrial engineering, he in business management. They work illegally in restaurants to support their children.
They are why we're here, where we are who we are, why we try to do things right, and we'll keep doing it as long as God permits.
More than a year and a half ago, President Obama, frustrated by the refusal of Republican House leaders to act on a Senate-passed immigration reform bill, addressed the nation. "I continue to believe," he said, "that the best way to solve this problem is with a common-sense immigration reform bill like the one passed by the Senate."
"But until that happens, there are actions I have the legal authority to take as president, the same kinds of actions taken by Democratic and Republican presidents before me, that will help make our immigration system more fair and more just."
He noted that his administration had focused its deportation efforts on criminals, gang members, security threats, or as he put it, felons, not families. "It is simply unrealistic," he said, "to suggest that any administration could track down, round up, and deport all of the 11 million people who live in this country illegally." Republicans blasted the president's action as lawless, and a coalition of 26 states led by Texas challenged the executive order in court, contending that the president had exceeded his authority. Last year, a federal judge blocked implementation of the program on narrow technical grounds, and a federal appeals court panel, by a 2-to-1 vote, subsequently blocked it on broader grounds. The case is now before the U.S. Supreme Court, a court that has repeatedly given the executive branch of government, quote, broad discretion over immigration policy, including how the law is to be enforced and who should be arrested and deported. 3 years ago, in a case from Arizona, the court, by a 5-to-3 vote, dealt a major defeat to conservative states that tried to crack down on illegal immigrants by enacting state laws that allowed police to stop and arrest people who could not show they were citizens or legal permanent residents. In today's case, the question is not whether the states have any immigration enforcement power. It's whether the president has the power to temporarily shield the undocumented parents of American citizen children and give them temporary work permits so that they can support their families. It's not the first time any president has done something like this. For a half century, presidents of both parties have issued similar orders. But no executive order has had the potential to give temporary legal status to as many people. President George H.W. Bush's order had the potential for shielding 1.5 million illegal immigrants, though fewer actually sought protection. President Obama's order has the potential to shield some 4 million. In the Supreme Court today, Texas Solicitor General Scott Keller will tell the justices that this challenge is not about the administration's decision to forego deportation for whole classes of people.
"This is granting lawful presence. It is saying, even though Congress says you are here unlawfully, the executive is going to say, no, you're actually here lawfully. And why that matters is because Congress has separate statutes that say when you go from being here unlawfully to being here lawfully, you are eligible for benefits."
Those benefits, Social Security and Medicare, are accorded to everyone who works legally in the U.S. Therefore, if you have a legal work permit, which the Obama order would provide for those who are eligible, and if you pay your taxes, you are entitled to the benefits.
Congress delegated this authority, both to prioritize people for removal and to confer work authorization.
Lawyer Andrew Pincus filed a brief on the administration's side in this case. Congress, he says, has never withdrawn the president's power to grant temporary legal status or work permits.
That's a system of laws and regulations that's been in place and that the president is following as previous presidents did.
But Texas's Keller contends that the president went too far when he, quote, changed the law on his own.
We don't have a carte blanche delegation to the president to unilaterally say, you're now lawfully in the country.
Lawyer Pincus replies that the president's executive order does not grant citizenship or permanent legal status. It's just a 3-year temporary grant of legal status that allows those eligible to work and support themselves and their American citizen children. Whatever the merits of these arguments, it is possible the court will never get to them. The administration maintains that Texas has no legal right to be in court at all because it has not suffered the concrete injury that is required to bring a lawsuit. Chief Justice John Roberts is known to be a stickler on this sort of question. Texas maintains it would sustain a concrete injury under the president's executive order because the state has a policy of subsidizing driver's licenses, and a large number of previously illegal aliens would be eligible for driver's licenses because of their lawful status under the president's order. The Obama administration counters that this single example offered by the state is a self-inflicted problem because Texas is free to charge more for these new driver's licenses if it wishes. On this one example of Texas driver's licenses, the authority of the President of the United States to set the parameters of immigration policy may turn. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.